Morning.
Good morning, once again. Idea there is a God Friday, so I need to pray to blame. So welcome to Friday morning coffee. I'm Joseph, I'm Zico, and I'll be your MC today. So we start with new visitors on campus. Visitors on campus. We don't have visitors. New staff. Student. Are we together? Yeah? So, any announcement? Any announcement? It's cold. Hey. Now, this is one of the dry, you don't need to have a dry list. Friday morning. No announcement? Okay. Someone has an interesting story? I'm willing to come wherever you are. Just raise your hand. Baraza, I can see you in good sir. Do you have anything to say? Julius, how are you? Do you have something to say? Hi, Madame. Anything from CKM? Even from our science programs in the updates. Now, I've just remembered that I saw something interesting in you last week, not this week, somewhere in London. At the Wembley Arc. Contract. I hope that Patrick is around or someone from that committee. So, I think we just continue enjoying our coffee and our tea, now that you refuse to say anything, and enjoy your weekend. Oh! At least Sandy and Beatrice are here. Sorry, I was late, but I can say a couple of things, possibly more. And just to let you know, we had a meeting this week with some colleagues from CIRET, the French Research Organization,
both those based in France, as well as some from here in Nairobi, and one from Mozambique. Some of you may have seen, came to the seminar that one person gave, and we had a couple of days, not too much presentation and this kind of thing, but a lot of working between the scientists, and as a result they come out with a list of many opportunities for collaboration, and for four of them that included a really concrete proposal on the way forward. So, and we're very thankful to Mosoni and Joe who helped to facilitate that workshop. So, and we'll be sending around a report. You can see what happened and see the details of those collaboration opportunities as well. And the other thing to tell you is that we will be having some high profile visits in the coming week, and I'll be sending the coming months, and I'll be sending around some information on these, and you'll be seeing action in terms of sprucing up campus and setting things in place for these high profile visits. We have a minister from Europe coming, and also some high profile donor visits coming up within June and July. So people are paying attention to ILRI, and we're going to look smart and ready to entertain these important guests. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sonia. Beatrice.
Morning, everyone. Okay, this morning I stand here to just express, to just put on a, I mean, put across a very sad message. There's a lady who used to work in a department, in our department, a cleaner. Her name was Beatrice Kanaiza, and she worked with cancer. Many of you, if you see her picture, you will notice that she was a very hard-working lady. She worked in the administration block. This last Sunday, that young girl was involved in a very bad accident that was down the hill just before you get to the car wash. So my prayer is that if you see the form, just contribute, because she has left three children. Just let's support the family so that they can go to school. One daughter has finished form four, the other children are still in lower primary. So my friends, let's all stand together and support one of us. I don't know if there's anybody from KEMSAB here, maybe because it's a contracted company, they're not in this morning tea. But I just felt like it's important to stand in grief and support the family. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Beatrice, and our condolences, and I'm sure for entire age.
Good morning. Sorry, I came a little late this morning, and I missed the introducing new staff, so that's what I'm doing. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Dr. Judy Bettridge, who's a new postdoc with us on the Urban Zoo project. Judy is jointly between ILRI and the University of Liverpool in the UK, and is here for a year coordinating one big part of that big project, which we're calling the 99 Households component of the Urban Zoo project. So Judy, you're very welcome. Oh, you have to say something. That's the rule.
Hello. Yeah, as I just said, I'm Judy Bettridge, obviously of the year. I worked a little bit during my PhD at the Urban Abyss, so there's a few familiar faces around, but I'm really happy to come to Kenya for the first time, and I look forward to meeting you over the next few months.
Thank you.
And also, it's an exciting place, and an interesting one, I can assure you. So with that, do you have anything else? As we close, somewhere in Germany, a lady just got her PhD with over 100 years, so everything is possible. Enjoy your weekend.